I'm Kurt Anderson in Studio 360, talking today with the University of Chicago art historian Barbara Stafford about how scientists and doctors are playing with music to help patients, and also now about how musicians and artists are playing with science to create compositions and works of art based in some measure on medical research. One conceptual artist's new work involves a singular rabbit. And the art involves as well the questions that his rabbit raises. Donna Gallers has this story.
Eduardo Katz is a Brazilian-born artist living in Chicago. In his latest piece, called GFP Bunny, Katz has overseen the creation, as it were, of a green fluorescent rabbit using transgenic technology. Transgenic means that the bunny not only has bunny genes, but genes from another species as well. GFP stands for green fluorescent protein, a luminescent substance found in some types of jellyfish. Last winter, in a laboratory in France, scientists working with Katz injected the jellyfish gene into the reproductive cells of a rabbit. A month later, Alba was born. Katz says he'll never forget his first moment with Alba.
To actually hold Alba in my arms and caress her and look at her in the eye is something that I cannot even describe to you. And dimming the lights in the room and seeing her glow with that beautiful, amazing, gentle green light is beyond words.
Under normal light, Alba looks like an ordinary albino rabbit. It's only when she's exposed to a particular frequency of blue light that she glows fluorescent green. But despite her unique look, it's not Alba herself who's the artwork in GFP Bunny. Alba's very existence has created a stir among scientists, ethicists, artists, and the public at large. Katz says this intense public dialogue is a crucial part of the work.
One thing that is important to me as an artist is to reflect on issues that are relevant to contemporary life, and more than reflect, intervene in a realm that we often refer to as reality. Rather than producing commentary, detached commentary through representation, I wish to create projects that contribute to the very issue that I am interested in investigating. I believe, I hope that this work creates a social context in which debate and dialogue such as this one can contribute to generate greater understanding about genetic engineering and about our relationship with our transgenic other.
Katz is quick to point out that Alba's birth itself was not a scientific experiment. The genetic engineering techniques that created Alba are commonly used in medical research and are believed to have no harmful side effects to the animal. Yet the work generates passionate, often skeptical responses, and more than anything, a lot of complicated questions. What does it mean for an artist to use genetic engineering to create new life forms? Is Katz playing God? If we can make a day-glow green rabbit, then what kinds of weird or possibly dangerous creatures are next? Elizabeth Kiesch is director of the Kenan Institute for Ethics at Duke University.
People find this really fascinating and maybe repellent and odd and bizarre. I think some of that rests on assumptions about the kind of the deep biological difference between species and what genetics and genomics actually tells us is that, in fact, there is tremendous overlap. Our DNA is identical to the DNA of other living creatures. We're part of this sort of continuum of nature.
But what are the limits to using these new technologies? Is it okay to create a transgenic animal merely for artistic purposes? Where do we draw the line? Eduardo Katz thinks it is okay, but that artists should work very carefully.
I by no means wish to suggest that one can do anything. I think the level of commitment and responsibility in the context of art is higher than ever. There is, from an ethical perspective, no difference than carrying out research in the context of science.
In setting that example, Katz is not content with bringing Alba into the world. Part of the project involves taking the bunny home to Chicago to become a member of his family. He's been trying to do that since Alba was born last February.
The connection on my part was intense and immediate. As an artist, you cannot create a new life form and not express commitment if you're going to engage in the process of creation of life, you must be committed to it. You must be directly responsible for it. And you must engage it as an individual.
So far, the director of the French laboratory has refused to let Alba leave the lab with cats. Katz sees this as a kind of censorship. The question of who decides the fate of transgenic animals once they're born is yet another hot issue to come out of GFP Bunny. Elizabeth Kiesch thinks it's daring for Katz to create such an ethically open-ended work.
The tricky thing for me is that he says that his motivation is to get us to think about transgenic animals and chimeras and the other, you know, in a more sympathetic way. The tricky thing is that the way people will respond? Is our response to Alba going to be one of empathy, and then we'll extend that to other creatures and think of them as closer members of our moral community? Or will we just be repulsed by it in the way that some people, I think, are? So he's sort of a risk taker in that sense. He wants to generate this passionate dialogue, but exactly where that dialogue will go, of course, he has no control over it.
For his part, Katz says that people's fears about genetic engineering are valid and shouldn't be ignored. But it's not enough just to acknowledge the potential dangers of the technologies.
The question comes after that. Given the fear that we have about these issues, what do we do? Do we sit home pretending that there's nothing happening, or do we channel our fears and learn this language, understand how it's being used, and then seek to participate in larger social dialogue to contribute to create alternative views of the world with this language? I suggest we do the latter. And this is exactly what I'm trying to do with transgenic art.
While humanity ponders the fate of our and other species, Alba, the fluorescent green bunny, waits in a French laboratory for her move into the larger society. And Eduardo Katz works ceaselessly to give her the life she deserves.
My daughter has asked me a few times, when is Alba coming home? And I don't have an answer other than Daddy is working very hard to bring her home.
It's not that easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves.
For Studio 360, I'm Donna Gallers.
When I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that.